So, here we are again, after another day chatting, drinking, and enjoying each other's company. We reach the point where our walk home separates, and I watch as you go your separate way again. Left standing here alone with my thoughts, as the most perfect woman I know walks away from me yet again without knowing the feelings I have for you. I've wanted to tell you all day, between the laughter and jokes, just to look deep into your eyes and tell you that you're the most amazing person I know. I've loved you since I first met you, as a friend, a partner in crime on nights out, as a shoulder to cry on, and someone to laugh with. But I've always wanted so much more. I want to watch a smile play across your lips as I tell you all the feelings I have for you. How much I love you, but I can never bring myself to say those words. Even standing here when you turned to walk away from me, I wanted to grab your hand, pull you close and kiss you, to see the look of surprise in your eyes turn to lust as my lips caress yours and my arms wrap around you. You smile as our lips part and lean forward to whisper for me to follow you. You lead me through some back streets to a secluded area, turning around before smiling and kissing me again. I pull your body close against mine. My hands run down your back as our lips touch. Your lips parting, beckoning for my tongue to slip inside. I quickly comply, my tongue flicking against yours as it explores your mouth. I place my arms around you, lifting you as you place yours around my neck, pulling you closer against me. You gasp in pleasure as my kisses move from your lips to your neck, wrapping your legs around my waist as we slowly move forward, pressing your back against a wall. You whisper between gasps that you want more, your legs clasping around me, pulling our lower bodies together as you fumble at my belt and jeans, undoing them, your hands rubbing my cock through my boxers. I let out a moan and kiss your lips even more passionately than before, my cock now hard and straining against my boxers, wanting to be free. You reach down, pulling up your skirt to reveal your already moistened panties. You reach into my boxers and pull out my aching cock, rubbing the head over the soft material of your underwear. I momentarily have to break off from kissing your delicious lips to let out a soft moan, and as I do, you catch my gaze with your deep, passionate, lust-filled eyes. Unable to look away from the fire that burns behind them, you can see mine are alight with similar passion. And as you pull your panties to the side, you whisper two simple words. Do it. Even if I wanted to, I'd be unable to resist such a request. And with our gazes still locked in mutual lust, I slide my cock between your silken lips, slipping easily inside, exploring deeper until it's fully inside you, our bodies locked in perfect unison. We each have to let out a gasp of both unrivaled pleasure and relief as the long dance we've been locked in. Accidental touches filled with sparks, frustration and hidden feelings is now over. This moment changing everything and opening up a wondrous world of possibilities. Our gazes lock again. The passion burning behind both our eyes increases tenfold with the confirmation that this is really happening, and slowly, savouring every moment, I begin to slide my cock back and forth inside you, gradually moving faster and faster, our breathing becoming heavier as the waves of pleasure begin to flow through our bodies. Moans and gasps escape our lips as the pace continues to increase, interspersed with stolen kisses. The waves of pleasure build within both of us until you cannot hold back any longer, your pussy tightening at the beginning of orgasm. Feeling this, I cannot hold back any longer, and still staring deep into your eyes, my cock explodes inside you, throbbing as I come in unison with you. Giving you one last passionate kiss, we both collapse exhausted but ecstatic on the ground to catch our breath in each other's arms before contemplating the future we now share. All this runs through my head in those few seconds before you stop, turn your head and seeing me still standing here, smile and give a final wave before disappearing out of my sight down a side street. I nervously turn away, giving a quick wave back as you do before beginning my walk home, a long sigh escaping my lips. If only you knew how much I burned for you, how much I wanted to make you happy, but I'll never tell.